South Africa's newest breakfast show is here.
On Smile 90.4 FM.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
The ironies of life, you know what I mean? Saving up for a brand new car. Can't wait. Collection day, leaving the dealership, and some poopball reverses.
I'll do it.
Yeah. So never really... I know that's it's a dreadful thing to say, but, you know, don't hold on to those positions like that. Mm. Let them go. Just deep breath.
That's going to take a lot.
On the day I sold my car once, the day I was taking it to the dealership, leaving the waterfront. The waterfront, yeah. Coming out of the robots, leaving the waterfront, but from where the garage is. So you're coming out, those robots turning left.
Yeah, okay? Onto the
A1. I was turning left on the A1. And then some guy in the Audi shot through the thing and side T-boned me.
Oh.
Remember now, the car had already been sold. It was gone. It was sold. It was gone. I was just literally taking it to the dealership, drop it off, and pick up the new car.
The paperwork in that.
Oh, you have no idea.
Did you have to pay the money back to the...
No. Mm-mm. Do you know what they did? The dealership was so cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, they really were. They're like, this is fine. It's okay. We'll take the coin and get it repaired and put it back on the floor. And they'll, you know. I was like, oh, man.
Thank goodness.
So they actually took the car from me, knowing that it would probably be in a month or two before they'd have it back on their floor. Oh, it was incredible. Yeah. What happened? What did you break the first day you got it?
You won't believe it. I'd asked my daughter, who lives overseas, what she'd like for Christmas. And she said, Dior Blossom something or whatever. I can't even remember the name. And I was like, okay, thank God it happens at Christmas time, because that's when you get your bonus. Anyway, off I went and went to Edgar's and I bought it. And I got home and I thought, well, I'm just going to check that everything is okay. Make sure it's okay and just have a bit of a smell of it and whatever. So there, I took it out of the packaging, and you know when you start doing that juggling thing, where you try to catch what you're about to drop.
Yeah.
So I was lifting it, I was like pushing it more up and into the air, and I obviously made it fall even harder than it should have. So it smashed. Anyway, it was quite expensive, so I had to go back and buy another bottle. I've never ever told them the story. They don't actually know about it.
Oh, no.
But I could not, after saying I've got it, they're like, I would definitely get that for you. So it was the most expensive Christmas present under the Christmas tree. Hence, bonus got.
That's double the price under the Christmas tree. It cost
double
you
the price.
Friends had told me that spray, the aftershave perfume out of toilet brand called Creed, which I'd heard of before, but I'd never like looked in. And friends of mine were going, like, that's the best spray that you can buy. It's been number one in the world for whatever. And I'm like, but if it's number one, how come I've never like heard of this? And then once you know, like those rabbit holes, and once you like hear something, and then you do a bit of research and you look, and then I researched and I realized that a bottle, and I spoke about this before we left, a bottle locally has about 11,000 rand.
I know.
11,000 rand. It's a little bit cheaper when you travel overseas at duty free, and a little bit I mean $350 to $400. So when you convert it, it's still about 8,000 rand, just under 8,000 rand, for 100 mils of Creed. And a bottle slipped out of my hand and broke. It was a tester bottle. And I was like, ooh! But it was a weird break. It broke on the top where the actual spraying mechanism is, but it dropped onto tiles, chipped and cracked, and actually it broke. So it broke. So that was like...
11,000 rand. What?
$360 times two's worth of broken fragrance. I was like, do I have to? He goes, no. It's fine. It was honest. I saw it slip and I saw it. And I was like, oh, do I buy another one now? Do I support his business? Does that come out of his money? Does he be?
It was a mistake.
And he was like, no. It's fine. Are you going to take one? And I'm like. I'm going to take one.
The dreaded question.
First of all, can I first just bathe in the fragrance that's on the floor at the moment? I roll around in the fragrance first for like an hour before deciding?
And then you were still kind as well.
He was just so kind.
So, yeah, that's a predicament.
Yeah.
And then what happened next? Did you just walk away?
He said, I'll come back later.
Still deciding.
I was like, John, John, Billy, hey, the guys are there. I'll be back now. Sorry. I'll be back now, sir. Now, I'm just going to tell them what happened. Look at the guys here. Yeah, look at that. I made a mess.
No.
I'll be back right now. I think the gold one's for me, but I'll be back now.
One of my clients has got a house in town, and then okay. He had tenants in the house. And right. Then he asked me, Alan, go inside, clean the house, clear the house, and fix all the other stuff.
Okay.
And so I went to the bathroom, and above the toilet there was a bottle of Creed.
No way.
So I took no notice of it, chucked everything basically in bags, and I got home. My wife said, no, but what's this? So I said, no, it's toilet spray. So we had it in our bathroom for years. When the people are using the loo, then obviously they spray it. It smells very nice. I must add. And then, yeah, for a year and a half, goes past, and my brother makes a turn by me, and he goes to the bathroom, and he's using, yeah, but why have you got creed in your bathroom? I said, yeah, but toilet spray. So, yeah.
That is very expensive toilet spray.
That is the most expensive.
It's like you mentioned, it's not well advertised. I use it a lot, but I've got no idea. We use it as toilet spray, and there's only a little bit left. So, yeah.
You know, when you're that wealthy, Alan, when people come to your house and they come use your toilet and there's Creed as their toilet spray, I mean, that is next level. That's
it's
brilliant.
It's still in the bathroom. I haven't moved yet.
Listen.
Yeah, I'm sure the Creed is not well advertised.
No.
People that use brilliant. The bathroom is like, yeah, it smells nice.
Whatever you do, don't dump it.
No, I won't dump it.
Follow us on Facebook at Ryan and Colin Breakfast Show.